Welcome to TIP-TB Finance, where I'm joined by Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research for Ascendo Markets. How are you today, Mike?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so we got the first day, well, we had the first day of the quarter yesterday, a bit of a damp squib. Was that just because people were waiting for lots of companies reporting, meeting of Trump and Xi, and non-farm payrolls?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of moving from the, you know, the first kind of tough month of this year, closing the quarter, moving in, and as dear David just said there, we've got this far based on promises alone. Markets now want proof, and I think he's right. The next month, 6 weeks, will be very key for him. Indeed, maybe perhaps the events of this week will be more key in terms of an inflection point from the recent dampening of sentiment for it to then rebound. I mean, Trump is a master of this, it would appear, in terms of timing. And it could be that Thursday's meeting with President Xi turns out to be what revives the Trump trade, if you like, if something concrete can come out of it in terms of, as they've said, a better relationship, showing that the protectionist stance and very nationalist stance that got him elected and the speech we saw on Inauguration Day is not going to be taken to such an extreme that it destroys a relationship with China, which remains, you know, a very important ally in terms of the what's happening on the Korean Peninsula.
Right, but I mean, I was saying to David as well, I mean, the Chinese are probably the first in the firing line as far as the North Korea situation is concerned. Yeah. A stray missile here and there or there is going to hit them rather than anybody else. So maybe
indeed,
Trump can
say it's, you know, it's all about working together to form, I guess, a formidable force or deterrent from that actually happening. And if I'd be surprised if North Koreans had any doubts that the Chinese didn't have the likes of, you know, the US and Japan on board in terms of a deterrent. But, you know, it makes sense to show that united front to try and delay, if there is going to be anything, you know, the likes we don't really want to have to think about. But it does become, you know, the rhetoric is increasingly tough from there.
OK, let's have a look at the charts you brought in, which is first is cable, which seems to be a rather simple-looking chart there.
Yes, I think I may have discussed this one last time I was here. There are differing levels quotable for what happened during the October flash crash. However, I think we can go with this one because of the recent support around 1.21. So there's potential there for a pullback, which would obviously help the FTSE. And that can be reflected in the next chart, which should show, I think, the dollar index, which may be in the process of kicking off a bullish flag, which would take it all the way back to 102.
So we've got sort of a bull flag or a pennant, and we just took out the lows towards 99 and
bear
trap rebound.
Strong bounce, and that rising trend of rising lows goes all the way back to May 2016. So it's very much valid. Obviously, we've got the Fed minutes this week and macro data. I know there's a big discussion between the soft macro data and the hard macro data from the US and whether they do actually seem to add up. But if that data starts to show a bit more life and that we can believe more in the US recovery and that Trump can actually spur that along a bit, that could easily see the dollar rally back up. Don't forget also, it's also seen in some cases as a safe haven trade. So when you've got the likes of political upheaval in South Africa, you know, it does seem to see a bit of a bid in the dollar, which is a little bit at odds with gold doing the same formation of a bullish flag, but both of them can be regarded as safe havens in times of uncertainty.
Gold is on the brink of a breakout.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the last mark, which is in honour of President Xi.
Absolutely, yeah. Something that we might not have been looking at recently. I know the FTSE DAX, Dow, the major indices being looked at and the major currencies, but this one's just ticking up nicely and has potential to nip up. I know, you know, these guys are on holiday for, I think they're back tomorrow, but they could see a bit of a, if there is a pullback and there's rising support stands and there's a chance for a bounce, if we get a bit of a breakout there is, you know, nice upside to the lows of early last year, which seems like such a long time ago.
But this is the market that actually gave us the false breakdown for Western markets, didn't it?
Yep, it sucked many in, caught them by surprise. And it's revived itself quite nicely. I mean, that is a trend that's, you know, almost a year old in terms of rising channel, albeit in a slightly narrower one for the year of 2017.
And do you think this could be affected by what happens on Thursday?
Not really. The Chinese indices are actually quite, in some cases, they don't move as you might expect in line with their own Chinese macro data. So whether the events of, so whether the actual events of Thursday, I think the events of Thursday have more likeliness to impact sentiments towards the US probably than they do China. I think the upside is for Trump to give us something more to run on in terms of hopes to keep the Trump trade alive, because you know Wall Street, S&P, they're back very close to rising support. So we need some impetus to deliver a bounce we can get hold of again for another upleg.
But is it more likely that the earnings season would be that, provide that impetus?
Could well be, but that's slightly further off, and I don't think we have much chance of waiting much longer. We're so tantalisingly close to that support. Any test that sucks a load of people in, and it could be all that's needed for a slightly bigger pullback, which many people have been looking for and got caught out. But as you say, we've come so far on promises alone. The proof is distinctly lacking. We've had the healthcare thing. There were talks of having another go at healthcare this week. There's been absolutely no talk of that, which seems to push us on to the likes of infrastructure spending, deregulation, tax cuts. Again, pretty quiet on those fronts. We can't really afford to wait till the summer or even beyond. By then, markets will have moved on. They won't be believing. They'll be, 9 months on, nothing to show. Not very good.
Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research for Ascendo Markets, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.